This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When you see a college football team run out onto the field, it is virtually impossible today to realize this fact. It was not that long ago that few, if any, of those young players would be African American. A powerful documentary from filmmaker Maya Washington tells us the story of when and how that changed. Through the Banks of the Red Cedar. It shows us the way Michigan State University coach Duffy Doherty confronted racism on the football field by bringing young black players from the South to East Lansing. One of those young players, wide receiver Gene Washington.
The civil rights movement was not just about marches and sit-ins and boycotts and protests. It was also about confronting segregation in different spaces. And the Michigan State teams of the 1960s, they confronted segregation on the field physically. They challenged the color line in numerous ways.
Gene Washington was a key part of the first fully integrated football team in America, a team that won national championships in 1965 and 66. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame. He's been honored as one of the 50 greatest Vikings for his pro career and so much more. Gene Washington is also Maya's father, and it is a pleasure to welcome both Maya Washington and Gene Washington to Stateside. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
Hello.
You know, Maya, we grew up kind of seeing our parents as just dad and mom without fully understanding or really seeing who they really are to the rest of the world. How did you come to the realization of just who Gene Washington and his teammates really are in sports history and then say, I want to make a film about it?
Well, it happened in 2011 when Bubba Smith passed away in August of 2011. And my dad and his teammates were gathered at Bubba's home the night before the memorial service. And I'm finally at an age, I guess, where I was able to sort of start to see my dad and these teammates differently. They're sitting around the pool telling old stories about Bubba, about each other. And something shifted in me to really start thinking about my dad as a college student in the 60s. And so my dad said that it was Bubba Smith's father who recommended my dad for an opportunity to go to Michigan State. So just like you said, most of us, you know, we think of our parents as parents only. And I knew my dad came from the segregated South. I knew he went to Michigan State, but I had no understanding of how that took place. I sort of had this fantasy that these magical white men came down and found him and plucked him out of Jim Crow. And so in 2011 was the first time I got that important detail. And that just led me to want to learn more about it and especially find a means to thank Bubba Smith for the ways that that recommendation changed my dad's life and ultimately changed what was possible for my entire family. So that really was a catalyst that led me on this journey. And my dad was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame later that fall. And so the more I was around this history and this content, I just knew I had to tell this story.
And Gene, you along with teammates Bubba Smith and George Webster and Clinton Jones, you really became part of sports history by playing on that MSU team that won the 1965 and 66 national championships and then being first round picks in the 1967 NFL draft. When and how did you first meet Duffy Doherty?
All of the schools in Texas were closed to black athletes. And so I got to know Duffy mainly because of Bubba Smith. And Bubba Smith's father was a football coach in Charlton Pollard, is the name of the high school at the time in Beaumont, Texas. So with that recommendation and to Duffy, his father recommended me very strongly. And I was a good friend of Bubba. We competed against each other, and he told me that, Gene, I'll put a good word into you with Duffy. And so I was recruited mainly through Bubba and his father. So that's how I got to Michigan State.
And I saw somewhere as I was looking through the website at throughthebanksoftheredcedar.com to learn more about this film you're putting together, the term the Underground Railroad of College Football, that was Michigan State University. What a stunning way to put it. You and these players, as Maya said, you came from the Jim Crow South, and boom, you are at East Lansing, you're at Michigan State University, this integrated environment. And you were so young. What are your major memories of those early days at Michigan State, Gene?
The number one memory was it was so different because, you know, coming from a segregated situation, you have no experience of working together in a class situation with white students, and you've never had a white teacher, if you will. And then all of a sudden you're in an integrated situation. And so that freshman year, it took a lot to get used to the teaching, the coaching, and everything when you're going into a completely integrated situation.
Did Coach Doherty take steps to help you and make sure that this great experiment of his was indeed going to succeed?
Well, yes, he really followed up. And I hear again, he followed up with all of our players. We had a lot of players from, he was the type of person, not only the black players, but the white players too. But since he personally had recruited me from the Texas area, he was very concerned, and I spent a lot of time with him explaining how things were going. So he checked on us, and of course all of the coaches was very much aware of the situation in terms of where we were coming from. Because at that time in the 60s, there were a whole lot of things that were still going on down south. And although we didn't have the instant media in terms of what's actually happening, but in the South at the time, there was a lot of civil rights marches that was going on. So they spent a lot of time with us, not only the black players, but also all of it was a team situation, say.
Maya, how do you construct your film to show us the connection between those 1965 and 1966 national championship players and what that means to the young players who run out on the field today in 2016?
Well, I think what you'll see is this sort of mirror or echo between what happened in the 60s and what's happening today, especially at Michigan State. They're really on top in a really magical way that they haven't been in almost 50 years. The extent to which the leadership of Mark D'Antonio, as well as President Simon and Mark Hollis sort of working together, that was also at play in my dad's era with John Hanna, the president of the university, Duffy Doherty, and Biggie Munn, the athletic director. So there are all these really unique sort of serendipitous parallels between the past and the present. But I think for my generation, we've grown up seeing African Americans playing football. You take for granted that, if you see a great top football team in America in college or at the professional level, there's going to be a representation of African American players. There may also be representation of Pacific Islanders. But this really shifted with my dad's team and his incoming freshman class of 1963, because before that, you might have seen one or two black players here or there, even in the Big Ten. But after my dad's class, and specifically those 65 and 66 teams, this team actually reflected what we see today. It was much closer than any team had ever come to full integration and sort of the numbers that you see on the field today. So I think through our father-daughter story of us sort of coming together over this shared history that I unfortunately spent most of my life not knowing much about, becomes sort of like a millennial bridge between the past and the present. And it's only made even greater or illustrated even greater through the 2013-2014 season that we happened to have our cameras rolling when the Spartans went all the way, won the Big Ten championship, then the Rose Bowl. And my dad and his teammates had the opportunity to go back to the Rose Bowl almost 50 years after they had a two-point loss in 1966. So to see the Spartans claim that victory and in a way see my dad and his teammates sort of reclaim a victory that is sort of haunted them for years was pretty remarkable and really special.
How did this film change the relationship between the two of you or make it richer? I'm going to let Dad start with that one.
Yeah, I would say this, and from an education standpoint, the most important thing for me going to Michigan State was the education part. And through Duffy and Biggie Munn and President Hanna and the university, I worked very hard because the most important to me at the time was really to get my degree. And I was very fortunate. I completed my 4 years. I ran track. I also played football. And I was able to also come back and do my graduate work in the off season when I played with the Vikings. So I have a master's degree also. So that's the part that was most important for me because we did not have that opportunity in a segregated situation in the South in terms of just getting a degree from a major university. In regard to I have two other daughters, and I'm just so proud that they have all completed their education. I'm learning a lot as I'm going through this, too. You know, when you have a daughter and you play sports, you don't have a chance to spend a lot of time talking about sports at the time that I was in it. And so now all of this information, all of these great times that I had playing at Michigan State is kind of coming back, and it's great that I'm sharing this with her at this time.
And Maya, you get to really do something maybe a lot of adult children don't get to do, really put a love letter to your dad out there.
Absolutely. I think just in terms of hours spent together talking on the phone and doing interviews like this and spending time together, that's been probably one of the greatest gifts. But also, I grew up in the arts. I was a dancer, was sort of intimidated by my dad's athletic prowess, and all of this happened before I was born. So he was retired from football while I was growing up. It just wasn't part of my life. And so he didn't necessarily sit me down and say, I'm going to teach you everything there is to know about football. But I also didn't say, Dad, teach me everything there is to know about football. And so through this process, I've definitely learned a lot more about football. I've come to appreciate Michigan State and literally the state of Michigan in ways that maybe I had taken for granted growing up in Minnesota. So I feel like I hope this will have a great benefit for the entire state of Michigan, something that you have to be very proud of that went down on the banks of the Red Cedar, you know, 50 years ago. But I know for me, this really changed my life, this opportunity that my dad was given. And I just feel grateful to be in a position to hopefully document this history for future generations.
Well, you can find out more about the film, including checking out the trailer and getting on a mailing list to keep up with announcements about the film, by going to the website throughthebanksoftheredcedar.com. What's going to be a very powerful documentary from filmmaker Maya Washington about her father, Gene Washington, and his teammates at Michigan State University. It was wonderful to meet both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.